up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records, I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones, this is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations, this is a polka DJ.
And here we go again, another edition of Tim's Oompa Hour. There's no turning back now. We've already started this sucker for another week. Man, we got another pile of records to play for you today. Great old-time records, as we do each and every week here on the Oompa Hour, and we invite you to stay with us for the hour and enjoy all the music, all the great polka records, waltzes, and whatnot that we play in this show every week. Always come from actual vinyl phonograph records. There's no digital songs in this place, so you can imagine they were all done by actual musicians in studios playing together. It's an amazing concept, especially to the young people of today. So there you go. Our show this week, by the way, brought to you by a World of Accordions Museum. Yeah, it's in the Harrington Arts Center in Superior, Wisconsin. We'll tell you about more about that as we get into the program this week. And I don't know, we have all kinds of random things I'm sure we'll be telling you. I think at this point, though, the best idea would be just to get rolling with some music. Here's Stan Jerich and the Delmonts, not to be confused with the Belmonts, who sang, you know, with Dion back in the 50s. No, this is Stan Jerich and the Delmonts. Here's the Red Hot Pants Polka. There you go, Stan Jerich and the Delmonts there. That's the Red Hot Pants Polka here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show, bringing you the best great old-time records we could find here on the show week after week, and just keep pumping them out. I figured I was going to do the math here, because we did pass the year mark, and we play about 15 songs a week, give or take. Some weeks have more, some weeks we have less. I think a lot of that depends on how much I jabber. I was going to figure out about how many songs that was in a year. Seems to me somewhere around here is a calculator, because I don't want to try doing that math in my head. Maybe I will. Maybe some scratch paper. I don't know. I'll figure that out. Will you listen to Myron Florin do the accordion shottish?
Thank you.
what we call a trick ending when it catches the disc jockey like that, when you think the record's over and you start talking and then there's a fake ending. Anyway, Myron Florin there, and that is the accordion schottische here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show, bringing you all these great old-time records. I did, by the way, get out my calculator, counting last week, because we've surpassed a year now. Over 800 songs have been played here on the Oompa Hour, all off of phonograph records, and all from those big piles that you saw a picture of on our Facebook page. Maybe a couple of repeats in there, but not many, because I'm still unpacking boxes of records that I've had in storage for a long time. And so generally, I'm pulling from those boxes. So if you hear a repeat, it's because there was an extra copy, or I just put a record in the wrong pile. But man, there's a lot of records to get through. And we have a waltz coming up. I think we're going to go over our usual. We always try to get one waltz into a show. I think we're going to be over that this week, because I noticed as I was gathering up the 45s that I had more than one waltz in the stack this week. So that's all right. Waltzers rejoice. We still need to do a show that's all waltzes. We still need to do a show that's all 78 RPM records. And then we'll see where it goes from there. Oh, a lot of big ideas as we are into the second year of the Oompa Hour program, brought to you, by the way, by A World of Accordions Museum. It's at the Harrington Arts Center on Belknap Street in Superior, Wisconsin. And this is a destination place, ladies and gentlemen. If you're traveling, especially as we get into the spring and summer now, you're going to be out doing stuff, maybe hauling the RV around or whatever the case might be. Check it out, because it's amazing. There are more than 1,000 accordions on display at the A World of Accordions Museum. And if you're into that, it's really kind of an amazing thing. You can look at it on the interwebs, by the way, museum.accordionworld.org. But yes, thousands of accordions on display chronicles the world history of the accordion. Music scholars from as far away as Austria have come to use the archives at the museum. Not only do they have all these great accordions on display, they have accordion music, accordion records, history of instruments, how they were made, how they were designed, stories about the people and the ethnicities and the stuff. And not only that, the building also houses the nation's only technical college program for accordion and concertina repair. And I'm not kidding you about that. Check it out. We'll talk more about it as the weeks go by. A World of Accordions Museum. And you can find it on the internet at museum.accordionworld.org. And if you're planning on stopping by, the museum's only open a couple of days a week. And they recommend that if you're going to be traveling any distance, that you give them a call. And you can do that by calling 715-395-2787. And you can find that easier just by punching them into the internet. The A World of Accordions Museum, 1401 Belknap Street in Superior, Wisconsin. All right, let's get back to the music, because we got a bunch of it to play for you today. Here's Ralph Hutmaker and the Pussycat Waltz.
do to brighten your day? Call 1010 Pussycat.
There you go, Ralph Hutmaker there and the Pussycat Waltz here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show, all these great old-time records, and I'm telling you this next one is a well-worn record, so you know that it's a good record, and I'm pretty sure it's the only record these guys have ever put out. And then watch, somebody will prove me wrong. But I have the Wheels Polka up next, and it's by Johnny Svetkovich and the Austins, and it's on Svet Records. And it says Johnny Svetkovich and the Austins on here, and the label design looks like it was done on a typewriter that wasn't very well aligned, I'd like to say. And I noticed that the Wheels Polka here is credited to Norman Petty, except the N is missing off Norman. And, of course, Norman Petty was the producer of all those great Buddy Holly records back in the 50s. But anyway, this is kind of a fun record. It's got a few miles on it, though. Here's Johnny Svetkovich and the Austins. Here's the Wheels Polka. Johnny Svetkovich and the Austins there, the Wheels Polka, here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show, cranking out all these great 45s for you today. I think every song we have is on a 45 this week. Of course, a couple weeks ago I said that, and right in the middle of it I had an urge to play somebody's record, and I had to go digging through the LPs to find one. But I think this week we're going to be just fine sticking with the 45s. I like 45s. They make me feel all warm and fuzzy inside. You get that too? You can be in a bad mood, but watching a great record go around on a record player while you're listening to it, somehow it's a mesmerizing thing that just makes you feel happy, doesn't it? Anyway, speaking of happy, we have the Polka Ambassadors up next. Here's Just Because. ¶¶ Yes, Polka Ambassadors, Just Because. I love that big organ sound in that one, don't you? There you go. A little Just Because here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show, and I need to take a moment to remind you that you can always reach the Oompa Hour by dropping an email in the computer, I guess. You wouldn't drop it in the mail. Drop an email in the computer to, that's ridiculous, oompahour@mail.com is all you need to know. Just oompahour@mail.com if you have a request, a dedication, a band you'd like to hear about, a song you have a question about, whatever. And believe it or not, I actually do keep track of all the songs we play. So if you, you know, send an email, you know, 3 weeks ago I heard this song, blah, 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 I can look it up, figure out what I played, because I can't remember them all, but I do keep track. You can always email us. Just a Oompa Hour. That's two oohs and oompa. OOMPAH Hour. All small letters at mail.com. Also on Facebook, too. Facebook.com/Tim's Oompa Hour. We'll find us plenty easy. So check it out, all right? Back to the music. Time for another waltz. So let's slow her down a little bit anyway. Cousin Fuzzy and the Doughboys. Here's Beer Garden Waltzes. Cousin Fuzzy and the Doughboys, and it's just a medley of beer garden waltzes is what it says on the label. So there you go, a little more waltz action for you this week. I think we may have another one lurking in the record stack over here, so we'll see how that goes. I love when I'm digging through the records and I find another really obscure one on a record label that, you know, it's like the only record ever put out on that label, and is, you know, and you know when, because when you look at the record, it's record number 101. That's pretty good tip-off, you know? And it's by a group that you only have this one record by. It's just, it makes it kind of extra special, you know? Joey Frank and his Tempo Knights. What a great name for a band. Joey Frank and his Tempo Knights out of Johnstown, Pennsylvania. Here's the Swingtime Polka.
Thank you.
there you go. That's the Swing Time Polka with the Tempo Knights here. Wow, what a great name for a band there. Joey Frank and his Tempo Knights, the Swing Time Polka here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show, and maybe another waltz coming up in the show for you this week. We already had a shottish. Man, things are just off the hook. That's what the young people say. That's off the hook. Oh, yeah, that's just crazy stuff. All right, Ray Henry and the orchestra up next, and the Blonde Bombshell Polka. No expert, but that was some pretty good accordioning on that song. Ray Henry and his orchestra. That was a Blonde Bombshell Polka here at Tim's Oompa Hour. You know, just because I own an accordion doesn't mean I know anything about how to play it, all right? But anyway, great tune. That's another one of those was originally out on a 78, and they re-released it as a 45 years later, because it says it's actually a recording from 1946. So there you go. Let's press onward, shall we? Another exciting round of music here on Tim's Oompa Hour, your old-time oldies show. The German-Americans are up next. Here's the Golden Stairs Polka. right, have it the German Americans there and the Golden Stairs Polka here at Tim's Oompa Hour. It's your old time oldies show, and I don't know about you. The most golden stairs to me are the ones I don't have to go up, you know what I mean? So there we go. We have I got a record I just found that I've been looking forward to playing for this show for the entire week, ever since I started getting records together after last week's show. It's just a silly little polka, and we have that coming up in a minute. But I got to tell you about A World of Accordions Museum, because you need to check this out. If you ever find yourself in the area, the museum is located in Superior, Wisconsin, which, as you probably know, is across the bridge from Duluth, Minnesota. So, you know, it's right in the middle of the country. You could visit from anywhere. And people do. They come from all over the place, all over the world, because over 1,000 accordions on display. It's like the complete history of accordions and concertinas and similar instruments, all located in this museum, along with a vast collection of music and background information. There's a concert hall with 1,000 seats where there have been some world-famous musicians perform, and the hall is available if you wanted to do a performance, for example. So you need to check this out. You can look at it online. It's museum.accordionworld.org. And if you're thinking about traveling from, like, you're driving from New Jersey or Florida or someplace for a long way, they do suggest that you give them a call in advance to be sure that they're going to be open, because they're only open 3 or 4 days a week. So check it out. I'm going to give you the phone number, but also the website, and you can get in touch with them either way. The website is museum.accordionworld.org, and of course the phone number and all the other information is there, but the phone number is area code 715-395-2787. As you're making summertime traveling plans, this is a destination place, I'm telling you. And Superior and Duluth are both is a beautiful area. You have Lake Superior there, and you've got the great North Shore Drive and beautiful scenery and amazing waterfalls and all kinds of stuff. Makes a whole destination area that you just might want to put on your travel agenda for this summer. But check them out online, museum.accordionworld.org, for the World of Accordions Museum. All right. Now, I told you I had this weird record. And if you live like in Florida or someplace warm, you know, where you don't have snow and stuff, you don't appreciate potholes. And I know, I just heard some of you groan, "Oh, we've got potholes down here in Texas." In Texas, they probably have the biggest potholes. I don't know, but, you know, you don't know potholes till you've lived someplace where you get snow and melting and ice and freezing, and it just busts giant potholes into the street. It's a whole new level of potholeness. And actually, the record I have here is called Our Car Does the Pothole Polka. And it's actually from Portage, Pennsylvania, which is another place with plenty of snow. Here's Marta Miskiewicz, and Our Car Does the Pothole Polka.
We turn to the left, we turn to the right. At here any minute, we drove out of sight. But close to bigger, and the better each day. Our tie is a flat, but the rims are okay. Our car can do the pothole polka. You want to see, it isn't easy. Our car just does the pothole polka and scares the air right out of me. It's hard to see potholes whenever it rains. We swear at the road crews and just call them names. Our heads hit the roof, so I jam on the brakes. Sometimes we go airborne, if that's what it takes. Our car can do the pothole polka. You have to see, it isn't easy. Our car just does the pothole polka and scares the air right out of me. The rest, we fasten our seatbelts and hope for the best.
There you go, Marta Miskovich there. And our car does the Pothole Polka here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It's your old-time oldie show, and if you're going to have a song about potholes, you might as well have the Freeway Polka next, which, if I remember right, doesn't actually have any singing in it, but still, it's the Freeway Polka, which seems like the perfect follow-up to the Pothole Polka. Here's Richie Vadnall and his orchestra. There we go, Freeway Polka, which is our follow-up to the previously played Our Car Does the Pothole Polka. Here on Tim's Oompa Hour, it is your old-time oldies show, bringing you all these great old-time records like we do each and every week. And we invite you to stick with us through the show. Join us again next week. Remember to thank whoever it is that is making it possible for you to hear this program this week. Because we're on radio stations, we're on internet radio stations, there's podcasts, there's all kinds of ways that you can hear this show these days. It's really kind of amazing technology. And if you have a moment, wherever you're listening to it, take a second and drop them an email or give them a call or send them a little note and say, hey, thanks for carrying the Oompa Hour because we like the show. That's really the only way most of the time that broadcasters know that what you're doing is something, what they're doing is something that you like and you appreciate. So by all means, you know, send them a little note. Take 5 seconds out of your day, you know, instead of looking at all that Facebook stuff all the time, for heaven's sake. All right, Happy Louie and the orchestra is on deck now. And this is, it says it's a Star-Spangled Banner, but it's really, there's a Star-Spangled Banner waving somewhere. It's not like, you know, Francis Scott Key has gone polka or anything like that. But anyway, here's Happy Louie.
To Washington and Mary, and Nathan Hale and Colin Kelly too. There's a Star-Spangled Banner waving somewhere, somewhere in a distant land so many miles away. Only Uncle Sam's great heroes get to go there, where I wish that I could also live someday. I'd see Lincoln, Custer, Washington, and Murray, and name Hill and Colin Kelly too. There's a star-spangled banner waving somewhere, waving over the land of heroes brave and true.
You go, a little Happy Louie there. Star Spangled Banner waving somewhere. You were probably singing along with that one today. Here at Tim Zumpa Hour, it is your old-time oldies show. And another one here, I think, I have to remember over the course of an entire year now, but I think that this will be the first record up we have from Jerry Intihar. Here's the That's Why You Remember Waltz. See, I warned you that we'd have another waltz coming up in the show. Now, you know, that's why you remember. There's Jerry Intihar here on Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldies show. All these great old-time songs for you each and every week here on the show. Don't forget, you can always send in your requests, or if you have any questions about a tune, by all means, just contact us via email at oompahour@mail.com. Hard to come up with an email address easier than that. oompahour@mail.com. We'll put you in touch with the King Oompahour. I guess that would be me. Anyway, Hank Thenander up next. Here's Popcorn.
Popcorn.
they have it. Hank the Nander there and Popcorn here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show. You may remember a long, 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 long time ago, many months ago, we actually played Hank doing a thing called the Zorba the Greek Medley. And we've only played it once. So, of course, most of these we've only played once. It'll be a while, I think, till we get to that. It was very long, but it was like the most amazing accordion solo that you will hear. And I may have to play that again here in one of the upcoming weeks. Dig it out a little ahead of schedule. But anyway, we're almost done with the show for this week already. I think we're going to slip in one more. Now, a smart guy would take this record, and he would set it aside, and he would wait until sometime in May, and he would give it a spin right around Mother's Day, because it's the Mother's Memories Polka. But my organizational skills aren't that good, and I'd probably forget to play it as we got closer to Mother's Day. So let's just play it now, and you can think about Mom while you're listening to it. Here's Richie Gomulka and the Mother's Memories Polka.
Mamo córkę, wychowałaś ją grzecznie, a dzisiaj ciebie odłodzi i do ciebie nie wróci. Pamiętasz, mamusiu droga, jak ona była młoda. Pamiętasz, coś jej mówiła, pamiętasz swoje słowa. Mamo, oddajesz twą córkę, ona dzisiaj ślub bierze. Ona wygląda jak lalka, bo wygląda jak mama.
There we go, Richie Gomulka here at Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show, and as incredible as it may seem, that actually wraps up another week's show. Yikes! Oh, back again next week, though. So many records to play and so little time when you only do it for an hour a week. Who knows, maybe someday we'll make a longer show, huh?
I'm getting up when the next-door neighbor's sleeping late on the weekend. Station with my polka records. I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones, and microphones. This is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations. This is a polka DJ.
Tim's Oompa Hour, produced each and every week at the studios of KEBS Radio in downtown Bovee, Minnesota, and brought to you by the World of Accordions Museum in Superior, Wisconsin. We'll be back again, do it all over next week. In the meantime, stay happy, everybody!